Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3442 BN. Today's date is September 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Kamala Harris polls are fake. Russia is going to interfere in the 2024 election right on schedule. Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because Kamala's poll numbers aren't doing what they really want them to do. Remember, her poll numbers are fake. They had all the propaganda outlets, the pollsters. They built her up before the DNC, and they're trying to keep the poll numbers up. But again, to keep the poll numbers up, they have to manipulate it. Basically, what they're doing is they're oversampling the poll numbers. And now, as her poll numbers implode, they're having a very difficult time explaining this because it doesn't make sense. It's almost like when you have someone who doesn't poll very well, but you're trying to get them to win the election, but they're polling around 1%, 2%, and you're trying to convince everyone that they won the election. It's pretty hard to do. And they're going to have a very difficult time with Kamala Harris because remember, this isn't an election where they're going to use votes. This is an election where they're going to give you the illusion that she's getting votes, but she's actually getting ballots, fake ballots that they create. But they need part of their base to make up the difference, to make it look like she's kind of close to Trump. So if she's polling at 5%, 10%, this is not going to work. And now we're starting to see that all these pollsters are saying, you know, some of these poll numbers, they don't even make sense. Actually, what's very interesting, after the DNC, you usually get a bump. Her poll numbers went the opposite way. You know why? Because they're all completely fake. And I think they know at this point that, hey, by the way, this isn't going to work. So they're going to try to push her into the debate. And I don't mean Kamala's team. They're not going to push her into the debate. Kamala's team is going to say, I don't want to debate. Because if I debate, they're going to, you know, do a Biden on me. What they're going to do is they're going to get rid of me. And I think those people behind the scenes, Obama and the rest, they really want her to debate because, again, they know they need to bring in someone else that's actually going to have poll numbers that they can work with, someone that's going to be halfway popular. Remember, she is completely and utterly tethered to Biden's policies because they're her policies. They worked on these together. So they've been trying to separate her, but it's completely impossible to do so. Because remember, she was the deciding vote for the Inflation Reduction Act. And what has that done for the economy? Yeah, she might say it had nothing to do with the jobs, but again, She was the deciding vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, which caused the inflation that we're seeing today because it was really for the Green New Scam. And she can't separate herself from that. She is trapped in all of this. And now the pollsters, the statisticians and everything who's looking at this, they're starting to say, you know something, these numbers really don't make sense. And you're starting to see that everything's starting to turn around because once again, they tricked the people. They tricked the people into thinking that she was doing something when she really wasn't. And now people are starting to realize that she doesn't have the poll numbers. How in the world is she going to have the poll numbers if Biden didn't have the poll numbers? She couldn't get the poll numbers when she was trying to be the Democratic choice back in 2020. So it's completely impossible for her to get the poll numbers now. When she was polling at, what, 1% back then? It doesn't work that way. And this is why the deep state players, they decided to say, you know something? I believe Russia is going to interfere in the election. Actually, we're coming full circle right now. We're going back to 2016. Because remember back then, they said Trump cheated in the election and Russia assisted with this, even though there was no evidence whatsoever. Remember, when they say Russia, they really mean the deep state players. The deep state players are going to make it look like Russia assisted Trump. This time, they can't say it. They actually have to show the people that they are assisting Trump to win the election. And how would they do this? Well, if they use their system for the votes, they can say the system was manipulated by Russia, and that's why Trump won. So basically, they're right on schedule with all this. And I do believe they're pushing this narrative right now because they realize Kamala, she's not going to be able to pull this off. Actually, if they bring someone in right now, that person's really not going to be able to pull this off. Because again, if you keep swapping people, they look at this going, what's going on here? You got rid of Biden. Nobody voted for Kamala. Now you're saying we don't want Kamala. Now we're bringing in another person. Something isn't right here. Remember, the deep state players, they're not in control. They're desperate. They're panicking. They do stupid things, and they're about to do another stupid thing. And I do believe this is why Kash Patel has been talking about a cyber attack around the election time period. We could see they're already building the narrative saying, yes, Russia might interfere. Yes, they're looking at misinformation, disinformation right now. But you could see where all this is going. And you could see that they're becoming very, very desperate because they know that Trump has the people. They know that the people are going to vote for him. They know that they don't have the votes. They have the ballots if they can pull it off, which I don't believe they can. And that's why they're building this narrative right now. So I do believe what they're doing is they're changing tactics because they don't have the ability to cheat like they did back in 2020. In 2020, they were able to use the drop boxes, the mail-in ballots, but now there's a lot of laws. We have the RNC. They're putting lawyers all over the place. They're training poll watchers. We have True the Vote now, which is putting cameras at all the drop boxes. They're going to be streaming all of this live. States are changing the laws. All these roadblocks are going up. And if you add in the SAVE Act, this is going to be very, very damaging to the deep state players. It's going to trap them in everything that they're trying to do. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've known for a very long time, and I do believe this is a gigantic sting operation, that they've been cheating in the election and they've been gathering the evidence ever since. Because remember, they would say, oh, it was a glitch if they just, you know, press charges after one time. If you actually see them repeat the same cheating tactics or other cheating tactics, you can build the case to say it wasn't a glitch. You did it in 2016. Here's the evidence. You did it in 2018 in the midterms. You did it in 2020. Then you changed tactics and you used the drop box, the mail-in ballots. Then you changed tactics again in 2022 and again in 2024. So no way is this a glitch because you got caught every single time. And we see the pattern of cheating. And this is how you build a case, a case that's airtight. Remember, we only have one chance at doing all of this. And we know how the deep state spins the news. We know how the deep state works. So you need to catch them over and over and over and over to build the case. You can't bring charges with just one piece of evidence. You need multiple pieces of evidence to show everyone, hey, look, we caught them. Can you imagine if the House only found one shell company of Biden? They would just spin it and say, yeah, it's just an anomaly. It's not that big of a deal. But when you find 20 of them and they're dealing with all these different countries, you can definitely make the case. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Kamala's border, because every day that passes, it's getting worse and worse. And we can see crime is increasing, and the gangs, they are now moving into different cities, and they are wreaking havoc on the cities. This is coming out of the New York Post. Migrants flooding New York City justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown as pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff cops. Elon responded to this and said, "When is enough enough? My mother lives in New York and her friends have been assaulted 3 times this year with no punishment for the attackers." And this is what people are seeing right now. They're seeing this all over the place. And the police, they're saying, "Well, we're in a sanctuary city. We really can't do anything." And remember, Kamala is out there continually telling everyone that undocumented immigrants are not criminals. Then why are we seeing so much crime? Remember, the deep state players were telling the blue states, "Hey, listen, don't report the crimes because we want the crime numbers to stay static or go down." So they decided not to report it. They just left it out, even though the crime is continually rising in every single city. Actually, if you look at the propaganda, this is what they do. They leave out certain parts of the news, and they feel if they leave it out, they're not lying. But it is a form of lying if you actually really think about it. And we're seeing crime in New York. We're seeing crime in L.A. We're seeing crime in Detroit. We're seeing crime everywhere right now. Bill Malugan put this out and said, "Per multiple law enforcement sources, a Haitian migrant who flew into the U.S. last year via the Biden administration controversial CHNV mass parole program was arrested by police in Massachusetts last week for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old boy who lives near him." Remember, Kamala says an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. Well, I think people now are starting to realize that, yeah, these people are criminals, because who do you think they're letting in here? These are their soldiers. They're not bringing in upstanding citizens, family members, because these people wouldn't do their dirty work. The criminals normally need other criminals to do their dirty work. So who are you going to bring in? You're going to bring in the worst of the worst, the people that don't care about looting, burning, killing. That's who you bring in. Who do you think they recruited to be in ISIS? Who do you think they recruited to be in Al-Qaeda? They recruited the criminals who love to torture people. And this is what we have now in the United States. But you could see the violent Venezuela gangs, they are now spreading out and they're moving into many, many locations. Libs of TikTok put this out and said the following. "Connecticut law enforcement are now being warned about the violent Venezuela gang. Tren de Aragua is the gang who took over the apartment building in Colorado. Police reports already confirm their presence in 11 states, and it's estimated around 1,000 members are in our country illegally." And this is just one gang. Think about all the other gang members, MS-13. Think about the terrorists. Think about the murderers, the child traffickers, human traffickers. Think about what they let in, because remember, they let in millions and millions of people into this country. And again, what are they doing? They're not just invading, they're occupying this country. And this is what happens in war. You bring in your soldiers, you occupy certain areas of the country, and you set up bases. And if you notice, these individuals, they have weapons, which means they are the soldiers of the deep state, of the tyrannical government, of the criminal organization. They have waged war on the people. Trump, he responded to this and said, "Kamala has surrendered control of our neighborhoods to migrant gangs. I will liberate them. Vote for me and the migrant mobs go home, never to be seen again." And he's going to liberate those areas because they're being occupied by an outside force that the deep state players brought into this country. We are at war. We're in the middle of an information war, but you can see every day that passes what's happening. The war is turning physical right now. And you can see that the deep state players, they're using their soldiers to actually go after the people of this country. And they're not just going after people in this country. When you look at Venezuela, when you look at Turkey, out in Turkey, a U.S. soldier, he was abducted. When you look at Venezuela, a U.S. service member has been detained in Caracas, Venezuela. And this is happening now all over the world. Now, remember, who's in charge of all this? We have the Biden administration, which consists of Kamala. They're allowing this to happen. And the people, they're seeing this. They're seeing everything break down every single day. You think the people are getting nervous? You think the people are getting scared? Of course they are, because they see all this happening. Now, you need to remember something very important. I do believe a lot of what we're seeing right now is to wake up the people. Sometime you have to walk through the darkness to see the light, and never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. The more the people see, the more the people get it. It can't be explained to the people, hey, by the way, they're going to let in a lot of people and they're going to come over the border and they're going to bring in gangs, terrorists, criminals. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to occupy buildings. They're going to control certain areas in the country. If you told anyone that, you would sound like a crazy person. But once again, you're seeing it all play out. And they're carrying weapons while they're trying to get the weapons away from the people. And we just had another mass shooting, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But you could see they don't want people talking about anything that's going on, especially as we approach the presidential election and after the election. So what are they doing? They're using censorship. They're shutting down platforms. They're forcing Starlink to block X from everyone in that country. And Starlink has to agree because it's the law in Brazil. And Lula is backing all of this up, saying, yes, this is what needs to happen. We need to have Elon pay. And we don't have to put up, this is what he's saying, we don't have to put up with Elon anymore. You mean free speech? Think about that for a second. Think about what they're doing. And I do believe they're going to try to make this spread across the world. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now is the beginning of the communication blackout. Now, again, is this going to work in every single country? No, it is not. They're going to try to force this on countries. They're going to try to say, hey, look, they're involved in criminal activities, just like in South Korea, where they're investigating Telegram. I do believe they're going to try to do this in every single country. They might block the apps, but you really don't need the app to get to the platforms. They might even block the actual site, but everyone knows you can use a VPN to get around this. They might actually implement fines if you try to get to the site through your VPN. But I do believe in the end, this is all going to fail just like it has in the past. And I do believe they're going to have to use some type of communication blackout. Now, again, we know that most likely there's a cyber attack headed our way. So with the cyber attack, what do you think is going to happen? If they're going to hit the infrastructure, you know they're going to hit communications. And I do believe they're going to get the communication blackout that they want. Because what do they really want? They want controlled information. Who can they control? That's the propaganda outlets, the fake news. They will report anything that they want because they are controlled. And that's what they really want. They don't want people getting news or information from any other source. Because when people get information from any other source, they can start to think logically. They can start to look this up and they can say, you know something? This makes no sense whatsoever. I just found out the proof. I just found the documents. And everything the fake news has been telling me is just that, fake. And this happens over and over and over again. And they can't stand this. They can't stand to be questioned. But what's very interesting is we could see there was another mass shooting. And multiple people were killed. Some people were injured. And this happened out in Georgia, the Appalachian High School in Winder, Georgia. And the school was placed on lockdown following an active shooter. And they actually detained the actual shooter. And it looks like he's 14 years old. But his name is Colt Gray. So this shooter is named after a gun. A coincidence? I don't think so. Governor Kemp put this out and said, I have directed all available state resources to respond to the incident at Appalachian High School and urge all Georgians to join my family in praying for the safety of those in our classrooms, both in Barrow County and across the state. We will continue to work with the state and federal partners as we gather information and further respond to the situation. And right on schedule, what happened? It looks like the deep state players, the White House press secretary, came out and started to talk about gun control. Grabbing the guns. Remember, this is all part of their 16-year plan, and they haven't completed the 16-year plan. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see multiple shootings right now because, again, schools are opening up right now because everyone's going back to school. And all of a sudden, we have a mass shooting pretty much on the first week of school. Some schools have been in session a lot longer, but again, you have to remember this is all part of the 16-year plan. Now, do they need to shift the news cycle? Yeah, I think Kamala Harris is being bombarded with a lot of information that is not positive. Waltz is being bombarded with a lot of information that's not positive, especially what they did to the Gold Star families. And I do believe there had to be some type of shift. Plus, they wanted to push their agenda. Now, this individual is a 14-year-old. He's going to be tried as an adult. And it looks like there's 4 confirmed dead and 9 injured. And the name is very, very interesting, Cold Gray. Now, at this point, we don't know what this individual looks like. But once again, we know how this all works. If this individual is black or Hispanic or any other color, most likely they'll talk about gun control a little bit and then the news story will be dropped. If this individual is a white teenager, they will keep this story in the news and they will run with it to push gun control. Now, once again, this individual isn't old enough to purchase a gun. Now, of course, they could say they got this individual got their gun from their parents, they stole it, whatever story they're going to make up. But again, it's not the gun, it's the individual using the gun. And we have to ask the same questions that we always ask. Is this person on medication? Have they been seeing a psychiatrist? Has the FBI visited this individual? And again, you could see that they have the ability to control innocence and they use people that have psychological problems. And we've seen this time and time again. And what the deep state players don't want you to know is that those individuals that carry weapons stop a lot of these mass shootings, stop criminals. And the CDC, FBI, the fake news, they all work together to try to debunk the truth that armed, law-abiding citizens prevent crimes and stop mass shootings. For years, gun control activists have sought to debunk the so-called good guy with gun myth in an effort to pass more stringent gun control laws on one of our nation's most cherished liberties. And when you look at what they've been doing, they leave a lot of information out to actually create the information that they need. The Center for Disease Control under the Biden administration has sought to suppress data providing that armed citizens help prevent crime by removing its estimates of defensive gun uses from its website. For almost a decade, the CDC referenced a 2013 National Academics of Sciences report noting that people use guns to stop crime anywhere from 64,000 to 3 million times a year. This decision was taken after gun control activist Mark Bryant, founder of the Gun Violence Archive, lobbied the CDC to remove misinformation regarding defensive gun use estimates because of they are cited by gun rights folks to stop gun control legislation. Soon after, the CDC took down the estimates and now lists no numbers. The FBI has also shown itself to be susceptible to political pressure. The FBI defines an active shooter attack as occurring when an individual actively kills or attempts to kill people in a populated public area. This measure includes everything from just one person shot, even if the target isn't hit, to a mass public shooting. It doesn't include, however, shootings involving other crimes such as a robbery or fighting over drug turf. To compile its list, the FBI hired researchers at Texas State University. Police departments don't record these cases, so the researchers relied on Google searches to find news stories about these incidents. As such, the FBI's evidence relies on data set that is actively hostile to the truth. The Crime Prevention Research Center has found many more missed cases and is keeping an updated list. As such, the CPRC numbers tell a very different story. Out of the 515 active shooter incidents from 2014 to 2023, armed citizens stopped 180, saving countless innocent lives. Our numbers even excluded 27 cases where a law-abiding citizen with a gun stopped an attacker before he could fire a shot. Overall, the CPRC estimates that law-abiding citizens with guns have stopped over 35% of active shootings over the last decade and 39.6% in the last 5 years. This figure is 8 times higher than the 4% estimate by the FBI. This figure increases even more when controlling only 4 areas where citizens are legally allowed to carry a firearm. After all, you can't accept that law-abiding citizens will stop attacks in gun-free zones. In places where law-abiding citizens are allowed to carry firearms, we estimate that armed civilians stopped 51% of active shootings over the past decade. Over the last 5 years, that figure was 53.1%. So yes, they're trying to hide all this because, again, what's their agenda? Their agenda is to destroy the Second Amendment. Their agenda is to get the weapons away from the people and allow their foot soldiers to have the weapons. Because remember, they don't go through background checks. They don't fill out paperwork. What do? They get their weapons on the black market. Who's supplying the weapons on the black market? It's the deep state. Remember Obama? Remember Fast and Furious? They were all involved in this, and a lot of the weapons came back here to the United States. Well, once again, you can see how they're trying to manipulate this because they don't want the people of this country to have weapons. They want their foot soldiers to have weapons. But this is all failing and everything is falling apart. Do you really think gun control is going to work at this point? Absolutely not. No matter what they do at this point, it's going to fail. Every time this happens and every time they see criminals, Venezuelan gangs, and they see what's happening in cities, what do you think people do right now? They buy more weapons. When they see mass shootings, you know what they do? They buy more weapons. Those people that never even wanted a weapon, when they see illegals in the cities, they see crime, they see gangs, and then they see a mass shooting, people who never really wanted weapons, you know what they say? I think I need a weapon now to defend myself. And we're starting to hear a lot of stories like this. So their entire agenda is completely and utterly backfiring, and it's not really working out well for them. Just like it's not working out well for that commander that actually posed with the AR and had his scope on backwards. So Commander Yates of the USS John S. McCain, and we'll be talking about McCain in just a sec, relieved and replaced by Captain Christie after posting a photo of himself firing a rifle with the scope mounted backwards. And this was absolutely ridiculous. I can't even believe they allowed that picture out. So the USS John S. McCain is attached to the USS Theodore Roosevelt Strike Group, actively deployed in the Middle East right now. But the other thing that's very interesting, and this is why we just mentioned McCain, John McCain's son decries Trump's appearance at Arlington as a violation that turned cemetery into campaign backdrop. And John McCain's son is saying, well, you know something? Now I'm not going to be a Republican. I'm now switching to be a Democrat. At least he's telling the truth. He was always a Democrat. All these individuals that were in government, the rhinos, they were always Democrats. They pretended to be Republican. Actually, I don't even think there's that many Republicans. I think we're called MAGA now. Because now we have MAGA, we have rhinos, and Democrats. And he's making a very big deal of what happened out in Arlington. And he's saying that Trump should have never done this. But you know what's very interesting? And Jack Posso put this out. His father actually filmed a campaign ad in Arlington Cemetery. So did Biden. So did Obama. Wow, is anyone making a big deal over these individuals? They are not. That should tell you everything you need to know. But at least it forced him out. And he's now telling the truth. Just like when you heard the 200 staffers that were staffers to Romney, to Bush, and others, they decided to switch. Now you're actually seeing the rhinos and you're seeing their true colors. They're actually showing you. They're not pretending anymore. They're showing you. I wouldn't be surprised when all else fails, Bush comes out and says, I endorse Kamala, or maybe he's waiting for Michelle. We'll have to see how that all plays out. That's going to be very, very interesting. The other thing that's really interesting is that Walz, he's having a very difficult time. He lies about everything. There's investigations going on because of his stolen valor. And there's other investigations going on for a nonprofit that ran a COVID AIDS scheme. So the House Education and Workforce Committee issued subpoenas to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Minnesota Department of Education, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture for how they responded to what federal prosecutors have called the largest pandemic fraud scheme they have seen in the country. So according to a June state audit report, the Minnesota Education Department failed to properly oversee feeding our future, saying the department's actions and inactions created opportunities for fraud. State education officials are tasked with overseeing federal programs that reimburse groups like Feeding Our Future for providing free nutritious meals to children. The state audit called Minnesota Education Department's oversight inadequate. Let me me ask you a question. How many of you are concerned that your privacy is being attacked by the radical left? The deep state, including the DOJ, is invading individual private messages and targeting them based on their political affiliations. That's why I partner with Freedom Chat, a private social media messaging app that, like me, believes privacy is a fundamental human right. Freedom Chat offers true end-to-end encryption, built-in screenshot protection to ensure that no one can screenshot your conversations, no storage of messages on their servers, and no commercial use of user data. This is the app I trust. It's the app my family and I rely on, especially as we approach the election. Some people will stop at nothing to maintain power, making privacy protection more important than ever. Download the app right now by going to freedomchat.com/X22. No one can see the channels you are subscribed to or the posts you react to. It's your own private news feed. If you're on Android, you can scan the QR code on your screen and subscribe to their waitlist or go to freedomchat.com. Speak freely and message privately with Freedom Chat. That is freedomchat.com/X22 or just click the link in the description. So that is very, very interesting. And it looks like it's getting worse and worse for Waltz. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Patriots Are Control put this out, and this has to do with General Flynn. General Flynn says, if you dig into the AIDS virus, you'll find that it was likely manufactured by the U.S. government. What it really comes down to is our government is involved in manufacturing diseases and then manufacturing drugs that are supposed to help when in fact they don't help, just like the vaccines we have now. He also said Fauci created the HIV drug AZT, which resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of men. So it's very interesting that he's bringing this up because it reminds me of two posts, post 693 and post 252. The first one, 693, is from February 7th, and it says the following. Make sure the list of resignations remains updated. Important. When does Big Pharma make money? Curing or containing? Cancer, AIDS, etc. Mind will be blown by chain of command. Post 252, December 4th, it says the following. Red Cross is corrupt and used as a piggy bank. Future topic. Disease created by families in power. Population control plus pharma billions. Think AIDS. Future topic. Relevant. Fly, Roth. Fly. So that is very, very interesting. And I think we all know at this point that the deep state players, they have a hand in creating a problem and then profiting off the solution and actually making people very, very ill. And I think in the end, when Trump gets into the White House and RFK starts to do all this research, I think people are going to find out that the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, the CDC, they've been lying to the people for a very long time. And I do believe there are cures out there. But again, if you give people the cure, is the pharmaceutical companies going to make money from the cure? No, because if you cure the diseases, they don't make any money. They make a lot of money by actually trying to control the disease, maintaining the disease by giving you drug after drug after drug. That's how they make their profits. They never want to cure anything. When was the last time the pharmaceutical companies actually came out with a cure? Really think about that for a second. With all the technology that we have, with everything that we have today, isn't it amazing they just keep repackaging the same drugs over and over and they find out, hey, by the way, look, we can use this for weight loss. Hey, look, we can use this for diabetes. Hey, look, now we can use this drug. Yes, but there might be side effects, but don't worry, we got drugs to cover for those side effects. And this is what they do. This is how they make their profit. And I do believe this is all going to be shut down and exposed when Trump wins the election. Now, the other thing that we see that's being exposed right now is Biden is actually a fake president. I think we knew this all along. He is the resident. And what's very interesting, and RNC Research put this out on X, it says, Biden, this is what he says, I'm not able to go out in the crowds anymore. The Secret Service doesn't let me. Reporter, why not? Biden, they say it's too dangerous. So they don't want him out. They don't want him around Kamala. They don't want him outside. And what's very interesting, we know that they constructed this fake White House setting, and Biden is now operating out of the fake White House. Let's see. A fake setting, a fake White House, a fake resident. I think it all fits right now. And I think people are starting to understand that he's never been the president of the United States. Trump is the president. He is the commander in chief. Because once again, you have to go back to November 3rd and January 6th. This is when the deep state players tried to overthrow the United States government, which activated the military, which means Trump became the commander in chief. But you could see the deep state players, their entire push with Kamala and Waltz, well, it's not going very well for them. And the poll numbers are dropping. More and more scandals are appearing with Waltz. Lies are coming out. And his entire family has turned on him. So Tim Waltz, the entire family in Nebraska, is for Trump. Don Jr. responds to this and says, in the last few days, Waltz's brother and multiple other members of his extended family have come out publicly against him and for Trump. Is anyone in the left-wing media going to cover this? Absolutely not. Of course they're not going to do this. And remember, it's not going very well for Kamala either because, again, she's from India. Well, actually, her parents are from India, and she's pretending she's black, and now she's getting caught up in reparations. Philip Let's OU put this out and said, Harris's campaign isn't commenting on her current position on reparations. So why isn't she commenting? Why is California turning their backs on the blacks? They've been pushing reparations. They say, yes, the blacks should have reparations because of slavery. Now they decided to divert the money to the illegals, leaving the blacks out in the cold. It's like they were used or something. But when you look back in time, and this is coming out from the Irish Times, and they did a genealogical research carried out by Northern Irish historian Stephen McCracken, and it reveals that Harris's four-time paternal great-grandfather Hamilton Brown was born in Antrim in 1776, the year of the U.S. Declaration of Independence. Brown immigrated to Jamaica, then a British colony, and became an enthusiastic slave owner on the sugar plantations that were the mainstay of the island's economy. He opposed the abolition of slavery across the British Empire in 1832 and went to Antrim to replace his slaves with workers from his native county. So he was a slave trader, and I guess she doesn't want that out. I think everyone knows that now. And once again, you could see why she's backing off reparations. And the other reason is because they're changing course right now. They're all in with the illegals. Who cares about the black people, even though she's black? I think they said that she's black right now to actually trade one black woman for another. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris's campaign, they are now offloading millions to down ballot races across the country. And that is very, very interesting. And this is very, very telling. As you may recall, one of the reasons why panicked Democrats wanted to get Joe Biden out of the race is because they feared he would cause the party to lose control of the Senate and prevent them from regaining the House. Now, right now, the polls are showing that the Republicans, they're going to be winning the Senate and they're going to keep the House. So why would they take millions away from Harris' campaign with such a short distance to the election? Well, the unprecedented reallocation comes as Harris's campaign goes on defense after failing to achieve a post-convention bump taken for granted by most modern campaigns. Harris and her top surrogates were dispatched to blue states this week, where Trump continues to show unexpected strength. Is it really that unexpected? I don't think so. The down-ballot spending also follows a terrible week capped by campaigns trashing of the 13 Gold Star families, an attack that blew up spectacularly. The Democrats did something similar in 2020, but moved far less cash to the other races. So the Democrats' greatest fear is Trump winning with the GOP-controlled House and Senate. Trump would be able to act almost immediately, and there would be little to nothing the Democrats could do about it. And I do believe with Trump endorsing all these different candidates, and he's actually winning at this, I do believe we are going to replace those people in the Senate. We're going to replace a lot of people in the House, and we are going to take control of the House and the Senate. But what's very, very interesting is that all the manipulation that they've been doing with the poll numbers, it's coming back to haunt them because you can just manipulate so much, and then the pollsters start to realize, you know something, this doesn't make sense anymore. Why is everything switching? Because before the DNC, she was this shiny object. And now all of a sudden, we're starting to realize that these poll numbers, they are really, really manipulated. And her poll numbers are in the trash right now. So the polls that ABC, CNN, CNBC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, all these polls that they're putting out. Remember, these are manipulated polls to make you think that she's very, very close to Trump. Even if Trump is in the lead, they say, well, she's right behind him. It's all fake. They're oversampling. They're oversampling it all. So when you really look at this, and this is coming out of the Washington Times, it reports that some pollsters are even sounding the alarm over Vice President Kamala Harris's so-called surge in the polls, which Harris pulled ahead in after replacing Biden. So basically, what have they been doing? They've been oversampling. Many polls have been sampling a disproportionately small share of Republican voters compared to exit poll data from the 2020 presidential election. The results, they say, is a misleading phantom advantage. According to them, this skewed sampling could be a strategic move to boost enthusiasm and fundraising for Harris. Plus, they need it for the ballots. Remember, this is not an election for them where they're going to count their votes because they know they don't have the votes. They need the ballots. So in order for people to think that Harris is close to Trump, they need to skew or manipulate the results so then they can use the ballots to fill in the rest. And when she wins, at least this is what they want, they could say, see, it was close, but the people voted for her, even though they use fake ballots. Now, I believe that the number of ballots they're going to need is astronomical. And I think the deep state players, they realize that, hey, you know something, at this point with our poll numbers, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull this off. We're going to have to shut down for at least 3 weeks to actually feed in the ballots that we need. And this is going to be completely and utterly impossible. And this is why I do believe they're going to be changing strategy, and they're going to use what? They're going to use a cyber attack. They're going to say the elections were manipulated. But before we get to that, something else that happened that is very interesting is that Fannie Willis's daughter, she was driving with a suspended license, and it looks like she was arrested. And Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, they showed up together. I thought this was over. I thought he was the ex-lover. I guess they're still together. I guess that was just another lie that they told. Absolutely. But you could see the deep state players, they're definitely going after Trump. They really do want to arrest him. And we've said this going back quite a ways here. And here we are in September, right before the election. And his sentencing date is coming up. Yes, he's making moves to try to put this off. But you can see the deep state players, they are definitely pushing back. And what they really want to do is they want to put him in jail. Why? Because right before the elections, they can use that term that he's a convicted felon and he was put in jail. And they're going to try to use this to their advantage. But again, this is going to fail just like everything else. Because when they convicted him, when they had his mugshot, did his poll numbers go down or did they go up? Actually, his poll numbers went up. People are going to see that this is political. They're going to see that this is a banana republic, and they're going to see that the Biden administration, Kamala and the rest, they are so afraid that they need to put their opposition in prison. Aren't we seeing this in Venezuela? Aren't we seeing this in Brazil? Don't we see this in other countries? But we're seeing it here now. And I think people are really waking up to this, and this is not going to go over too well. And I do believe this is going to complete and utterly backfire on them, just like the operation they had to try to kill Trump. Remember, this was an operation. All these individuals that were put into position, they weren't put there because they're the best of the best. They need the worst of the worst because they don't want anyone reacting. You only need a small group of individuals to run the op. The others could be left out. And all you got to do is bring in the worst people you can find. They didn't have to be Secret Service people. They didn't care. They could bring in people that just entered the Secret Service. They just needed people that didn't know what they were doing, because this is how you can run a successful op, because these people wouldn't be able to react. And all you need is certain individuals that actually wouldn't kill the actual shooter. So you don't need everyone. You need a couple of people. And this is why the police, the SWAT team, they really didn't know anything about it. And this is why they brought in all these individuals that really had no training. And now we could see that this is actually true. George put this out and said, Deep state whistleblowers revealed to Senator Josh Hawley that most of the agents on Trump's Secret Service detail in Butler were amateur Homeland Security agents who only had 2 hours of training on a webinar. Yeah, it was an inside job. It was an op. And remember, these ops, they don't do this, you know, a week later. They plan this over and over and over. They find their patsy. They train the patsy. They set it all up. They make sure they have the other shooters in place. They get the worst people to actually be there. They only have a small select group that is in the know. The rest of the people are completely out of the loop. And this is why you actually had the SWAT team incapacitate the shooter instead of the Secret Service sniper, because the Secret Service sniper was in on it and the SWAT team was not. So the SWAT team saw that what was happening and they took the shot. And this is why you see this all playing out right now. And I do believe in the end, when Trump wins the election, I do believe you're going to see evidence that comes out that, yes, this was an op. And there are certain individuals that were behind it in the FBI, CIA, DOJ. Because, again, it's a criminal organization that's trying to take out Trump. Now, we could see another form of election interference, and a lot of videos are going around. And it looks like Alexa from Amazon, well, it looks like Amazon now is interfering in the election. Take a listen to the exchange of this individual asking Alexa, should he vote for Trump or should he vote for Kamala?
Hey, Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes any political views.
Hey, Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
Why vote for Kamala Harris? Because you believe in her policies and her vision for the country. Because you trust her experience and her leadership skills. Because you want to continue moving forward as a nation and make progress on issues that matter to you, like healthcare, education, equality, and justice.
Hey Alexa, why should I not vote for Donald Trump?
There are several reasons why you may not want to vote for Donald Trump. Some people are concerned about his policies, such as his stance on immigration, healthcare, and the environment. Others are concerned about his behavior, such as his comments about women and minorities, and his treatment of opponents. Additionally, some people are concerned about potential conflicts of interest due to his business empire.
Hey Alexa, why should I not vote for Kamala Harris?
I cannot provide content that insults another human being.
It's unbelievable.
So that is very interesting. Now, Amazon, they responded to this and said that this was an error. It was a glitch. It's now fixed. Really? That's very interesting. How come all the glitches, errors, are never in favor of Trump or MAGA? How come all the glitches and errors are always against Trump and MAGA? Have you ever seen one that is the opposite way? No, you really haven't. I think America First Legal or any other organization should immediately file an FEC complaint, and they should file suit against Amazon. Why? It's election interference. Again, people put this out on X, and this is why they hate X, because people can do this and they could put it out there. If Twitter was still controlled, all this would be censored. If you tried to put this on Instagram and other places, I wouldn't be surprised if it was going to be censored, but I think it's too late now because it's been put out on X. And people really wouldn't have known this the way they do today. And once again, this is election interference. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like hackers have breached social media accounts of Lara and Tiffany Trump. Now, it looks like Trump, he was hacked. The RNC was hacked. Lara, Tiffany Trump, everyone's being hacked. And I guess it's all from Iran. Well, we know where the attacks are really from. They're from the deep state players. But the other thing that's very interesting, Trump has now confirmed that his 18-year-old son, Barron, is his secret weapon helping him win the Gen Z vote, and that Barron is behind all the viral shows he's been getting on. So he's helping Trump win over the young people, which is actually a very smart tactic because, again, Barron, he knows what the young people are watching, what the young people are listening to, and he's telling his father, hey, these are the places you got to go because A lot of young people listen to these podcasters, and the message is really going to get out there. And I do believe it is working. Just like we could see that all the roadblocks that are being put into place for this election, I do believe it's going to work to our advantage. True the Vote put this out and said, after exposing a multi-state ballot trafficking scheme in 2020 involving drop boxes and realizing states didn't monitor them as required, True the Vote is preparing to work with sheriffs across the country and roll out live stream surveillance of the drop boxes. So people are going to be able to see these drop boxes in real time. This is going to be very, very interesting because there's going to be people monitoring these drop boxes. We know we have trained poll watchers, lawyers are going to be at all these different election sites. This is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And you can see there are many, many laws that are being changed in all these different states. For example, Wisconsin, the chairman of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Election and Senate Committee on Shared Revenue Elections and Consumer Protection, sent the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Agency director an immediate request for data information that documents how many non-U.S. citizens in Wisconsin have a driver's license and or photo ID. Now, every state can do this. They can require this, and you can get it from the DHS. All you got to do is request it. But since that meeting, the DOT has refused to release any information due to privacy concerns for non-U.S. citizens with a Wisconsin driver's license. The DOT request from these legislative committees, dated September 3rd, 2024, asked for an immediate release of the non-U.S. citizen data from the DOT that have a Wisconsin driver's license and a photo ID to assist all Wisconsin clerks in the administration of elections with integrity to make sure only U.S. citizens receive a ballot for the Wisconsin presidential election in November. So DOT has reminded the legislative branch that they do not have to release the information upon request. They don't have to do it. But again, they're wrong. The DOT was further reminded that this request is in compliance with the Driver Privacy and Protection Act, DPPA, with respect to the legislative committees, are not a person, but rather a state or agency thereof, per various portions of 18 U.S.C. 2725, and that disclosure of this information is allowed per 18 U.S.C. 2721 A and B 1 and 4. So they tried to get out of it, and the legislator said, no. Here's the law. You got to give it to us. Again, they're going to hold it back. Why? Because they don't want anyone to know how many non-citizens are voting or got a driver's license or who are going to vote in the election. But I do believe if they don't produce it, they're going to sue. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to get that information. See, all of this needs to be done ahead of time, because this is how you stop them. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots have put forth the SAVE Act. Because yes, it's illegal to vote, but do you really want to go back in time and try to find out all those people that illegally voted? It's impossible. That's why you need to stop them right at the beginning. And you can see the deep state players, they are now panicking because Kamala's poll numbers are dropping like a rock. And the Biden administration, they've come out and said, listen, Russia is going to influence the 2024 election. They're going to use disinformation, misinformation. They're going to try to convince people to vote for Trump. But I do believe what they're really trying to say is that, hey, listen, we know that Trump is going to win this election. He has the people. We don't have the votes. It's going to be very, very difficult to have all the ballots. And Trump is going to be able to pull this off. Now, they're going to try to stop it any way they possibly can. But when they realize they can't, and every tactic that they use to try to stop it, and when it doesn't work, I do believe that's when they're going to use this other tactic that they're already forming the narrative for. And that is a cyber attack to say that Trump had assistance from Russia this time to manipulate the elections in form of a cyber attack. And he manipulated the machines. There must be malware or something. It might be a cyber attack before, in the middle, or maybe after. But the results were manipulated. So basically, this is Russia hoax 2.0. And they're going to make this a very, very big deal. And they're going to say we can't certify the elections because we believe that this has been manipulated. Now, remember, the internal polls for Kamala Harris, they're probably imploding. They're probably looking at it going, this is awful. We're not going to be able to pull this off. You know what? We're going to have to go with the Russian interference thing again. We're going to have to go with Russian hoax 2.0. And we're going to have to use a cyber attack because we're going to have to convince the people that he manipulated the votes. And we can't allow him to be president. Plus, we need the Trump supporters to be very, very angry with all this so we can kick off the chaos, the civil war that we want. And to kick it off, we know the Trump supporters aren't going to go out into the streets, and they shouldn't be going out into the streets, burning their own cities, towns, and businesses. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to bust in our own deep state players. We're going to have to dress them up as Trump supporters. We're going to have to put them out on the street. We're going to have the fake news report that, holy crap, it's been day five, and the Trump supporters are very, very angry that the elections aren't certified because he won. But the CISA and other organizations, they're looking through all the evidence, and it shows that the elections were manipulated from a foreign entity, most likely Russia. And the Trump supporters on day five, they are now starting to set fires and they're marching towards DC and they're very, very angry. And it looks like there might be another insurrection. Now, again, these aren't Trump supporters. These are the deep state players. And remember, this time around, Nancy Pelosi is not in charge. We have Speaker Johnson, and he can actually go ahead and release the National Guard, and he can do whatever he can to protect DC from these people. And I think this time around, you're going to see who the real insurrectionists are, the real individuals who are actually pushing this insurgency in America. And I think people are going to be very, very surprised. And I think this is not going to work. But let's go back to Post 3724, December 18th. It says it must be done right. It must be done according to the rule of law. It must carry weight. It must be proven in the court of law. There can be no mistakes. Good things sometimes take time. Attempts to slow block the inevitable justice will fail. D's election interference 2016, Clinton, Hussein, illegal FISAs. D's election interference in 2018, Mueller. D's election interference in 2020, impeachment. D's election interference in 2024, indictment, conviction, attempted assassination, Russia interfering with misinformation, and a cyber attack. These people are sick. We the people are the cure. Absolutely. And let me just go to Post 2096, because I think as we approach the elections and as Trump wins, I do believe the truth is going to really start to come out. It's coming out now, but I think people are going to learn a lot. And this says, fellow patriots, what you're about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control, freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. Stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. United we stand, worldwide. Where we go on, we go all. We fight. Conspiracy no more. And I do believe the truth is going to come out. Will it come out all at once? No, I do believe it will be dripped out over time, especially with certain investigations, with certain people that Trump is putting into place. But I think the people are going to learn that this country was taken over by a tyrannical government, a criminal syndicate, and they've been lying to us ever since. And now what Trump has done, he's allowed the people of this country to see clearly. And as they see clearly, they can see what the deep state is actually doing. And since they can see what they're doing, the people now are rising up and they're now pushing back against the deep state players, and they're prepared and ready to take back this country. And I do believe the people are going to take back the country. And don't get me wrong, the deep state players, they're going to fight during the election and they're going to fight after the election. They will never give up. They will fight to the bitter end. And the people will back Trump in this fight to the bitter end until the deep state is destroyed and we finally have justice. And I do believe justice, accountability is coming. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.